Yeah, so the situation is one of schiros. We talked a lot at the end of the first semester about schiros kanya, schiros lo kanya. So hamaskir bayis chavero. So a person. So the Gemara says, what is the practical difference? The Mai Nafka Mina. Okay, so Lishaile. So why don't we just ask the person, right? The Maskir, you know, presumably he didn't go to Shawnee Mountain for Pesach, right? So, you know, we are hoping to be able to clarify with him. So if you have any Safik, you know, we have the opportunity to be Mivarer. Now, it is possible that you could say, well, maybe you don't have to be Mivarer. Maybe there's really a Chazaka here. So the Gemara seems to be assuming, in the initial phases, Ilan A, the Gemara seems to be assuming that as long as he is accessible, that what principle is at play here? Yes, after the var, tzarech levar. It would seem like that is the initial assumption of the Gemara, and the Gemara seems to confirm that or to affirm that by giving an okimta. Go ahead, Levi. Okay, so leisei lahai, meaning, you know, it's just not possible. So if he were around, we certainly would, and we want to know b'makom de lo efsher. What is the status of this location? Cheskas obaduk o ein cheskas obaduk. Now again, we have learned this sugya very intensively, so there's no clear evidence that just because, let's say, it isn't baduk, that that's going to necessarily risk in a violation of bali rabba imatze on the part of the socher, right? That's exactly what we've discussed in the past. Maybe yes, maybe no, depending on your perspective, right? You can't say for sure. If you're a bilos person, right? So, you know, there's very little chance of a violation. If you're a rishos person, there's obviously greater reason for concern. Chashash achila, probably true across the board. But again, we shouldn't conflate the question of cheskas obaduk with an automatic assumption that there's going to be a violation here on the part of the socher if he just sits and does nothing. Okay, so delay say lahai delishule. He's not around, and therefore we have to figure out, can we rely on the fact that he did the right thing? It's already yodalid, so can we rely on the fact that orle arbas or bodkin es achametz lor haner, can we assume that he did what was incumbent upon him to do? Okay. Okay, excellent. So the Gemara seems to bring a discussion really out of left field. Right, up until now we're trying to figure out cheskas obaduk, or in cheskas obaduk, and the Gemara introduces Levi something seemingly completely extraneous, namely the ne'emanos of individuals who are generally considered psulei edus, nashim avadim miniktanim. And what's the Gemara's play? The Gemara says, maybe this ne'emanos is only possible because really we already have an opinion on our sugya, namely that exactly. So it's not really that we're relying on them for all that much, but the greatest proof that cheskas obaduk, that the bdikas chametz we can assume was done properly by this individual before, you know, he rented out the place on the day of the 14th, is the fact that we're willing to rely on psulei edus to tell us as such. What is the source of this ne'emanos? is it not lav mishum dechazkaso badok? We can assume that everybody does the right thing when it comes to bdikas chametz, and then that leads us to a second point. What gives us the right, Levi, to assume that everybody does the right thing when it comes to bdikas chametz? What do we call that principle? Just to use the line of the Gemara. The Gemara uses language. Yeah, so cheskaso baduk is really the symptom. The cause is hakol chaverim heim etzal bdikas chametz. We assume that everybody does the right thing when it comes to bdikas chametz. That's an interesting idea. There are some mitzvos. We'll see if Tosfos Rid discusses this point. All right. Rabbeinu David also, if we can ever get back into school. So there's some mitzvos that we can assume, like more generally, that people are going to do them properly. It's interesting. Leave, go ahead.
Can it even be considered like testimony, you know, because if the only reason we're accepting them is because the presumptive status is that it's already bedika, doesn't even really count as a sort of testimony because it's wholly irrelevant.
Yeah, I would assume not. And the Gemara doesn't say, you know, that they're giving edus. I agree with you. I don't think that the simple reading of the Gemara is to conceptualize what they're saying is edus, right? They're not appearing in a bezdin. And so the Gemara is saying, you know, in very limited, it's a good point that Lev is raising, in a very limited context, they'll have ne'emanus. Their credibility will be worth something. But the fact that they're psule edus is relevant sort of on background. They're not people that we generally rely on for halachic information. Now, of course, you could say, well, that's specific to a Maize Bestin, you know, etc. These are very, very important considerations. But for now, the Gemara is saying, you know, if in general these are psulei edus, they're not people who we use to establish halachic realia, maybe, you know, in this case, we'll accept it, even outside the context of a Bestin, it's not formal edus, because we have every reason to believe that the maskir did the right thing, because hakol chaverim heim etzal bedikas chametz. And okay, so then a brayse is quoted. The Tanya chaver shemes v'niach megorim le'peros afilu hein bnei yoman arinu v'cheskas misukanim. And the Gemara is, you know, sort of citing this as evidence that in particular areas of halacha, we're willing to rely on the fact that a person really did the right thing. The chaver shemes. So he's not going to leave anything to chances when it comes to the Isser Tevel. Okay. All right, so Levi, back to you. Okay, so Dilma Shani Hacha Mishum Dekamri Hani, right? So maybe it's a little bit different here because these people, Hani, the Nashim, the Avadim, the Ketanim, are saying it. In other words, no, it's not that Cheskaso Baduk, but we're really willing to extend significant nemanus, if not outright edus, to these categories who really are psulei edus, nashim avadim and ketanim, right? It's not that we're piggybacking off of cheskaso baduk, it's mishum dekar mihani. So then the Gemara reacts pretty viscerally to that. So Atu Amira Dahani Midi Mashasha Yisbei, do we have any regard for what these people are saying? After all, these are psulei edus. Oh, so it must be, as we initially assumed, that we're not really relying on them for very much at all. We'll see, you know, what exactly their contribution is, you know, because im kvar as kvar, if we're not really relying on them, so maybe we're not relying on them at all. But, you know, so the Gemara feels a little bit more comfortable with its initial assumption that cheskaso baduk, we really trust the maskir did the right thing. Hakol chaverim heim etzal bedikas chametz. People generally do the right thing when it comes to bedikas chametz. We have this in other areas too. Hilchos mikvaos, hilchos shchita. So we're saying that bedikas chametz is kind of like that. It must be that Cheskas o Baduk, and we're going to rely on them for, you know, really minimal contribution. Okay. So hello mihani lo. Okay, so the Gemara is now, you know, bringing a rejoinder based on textual evidence alone. I never said kol abatim becheskas bedukim be'arba'asar, and if that's really what's driving the sugya, you're not really relying on the nashim, on the avadim, on the ketanim. We're just relying on the fact that the bias is baduk, so let that be the text. But the text is, right, hakol ne'emanim, even classes of individuals who generally aren't afforded the opportunity to establish halachic realia, certainly not in the context of edus. And so the Gemara says, so it must really be mishum amira dahani, halo amrihani, had they not said it, lo. And if that's true, if we're really relying on the nashim, on the avadim and the ketanim, tifshut minei de'ein cheskaso baduk, they are the ones who are getting us across the threshold. They're the ones who are establishing that bedikas chametz really did happen here, and there is no chazaka that the maskir did the right thing. So what we're really now saying is, if we don't have a chazaka that the maskir did the right thing, this would undermine which even more important concept in the Gemara? If we couldn't rely on the fact that the maskir did the right thing, and therefore the bias is baduk, what are we really challenging at this point? Not there. Well, Ilan? Precisely. Right? What we're saying is maybe that's not really the case. You know, unless Elon, somehow this maskir is a particularly derelict individual, and that is generally a reasonable assumption. Okay, so let's see how the Gemara finishes it off. Okay, so there's a lot of things going on here. Very well done, Levi, in this last line. But the Gemara seems to say, okay, you know, we just really risked losing a major klal, which is Hakol Chaverim Heimetzel B'dikas Chametz. We almost lost that. And then the Gemara did a 180. So the Gemara says, Eim l'cha chazkaso baduk, that really we have a chazaka, that the bias is baduk, in general, be'ar ba'asar, hakol chaverim heimetzel b'dikas chametz, but we have local information that concerns only this particular maskir, as opposed to kulei alma, demuchzak lon. It's known to us, delo baduk, that this particular maskir didn't do it. V'ka'amrihani, and these individuals, nashim, avadim, maybe even ktanim, badkine. What is the meaning of that word, badkine? Rami?
That they themselves have checked it.
Okay, excellent. So that's what we had spent a lot of time on the first time we went through the Gemara. Okay, badkine. Not that it's baduk, but badkine. That we checked it. Mau d'seim alalanu rabbanan. That their testimony as to what they themselves performed is meaningless. Kamash malan came to b'dikas chametz through the rabbanan to be raised a bit of the almasagilai. Again, machlokas Rashi Tosos. We're actually not going to go back over that point, but just again, whether it's the kiyum tashvisiu midi tivaruksiv Rashi versus the balei Tosos, just to circumvent the problems of balei bal yamatzei. Right, that this is bitul mitam hefker, but if you wanted to do, you know, tashbisu, you'd actually need, you know, havara, matzina havara shi'av malacha. So whatever it is, the only thing that's left over is a derabbanan, according to Gemara, midaraisa bitul bialma sagile, Hamnu Rabbanan Bidrabbanan. Since the only Isser that remains would be an Isser Dirabbanan. This is the first time now that the Gemara makes it clear that there's actually an Isser at stake. You could have argued, well, maybe there's not going to be an Isser at stake, and certainly the more the Bailos orientation exists, right, the more that you would feel comfortable saying such a thing. So, Hamnu Rabbanan Bidrabbanan. But it's not just that it's a din derabanan, because Rami, as you said a moment ago, right, the real point of the Gemara seems to be that maybe they wouldn't even have credibility in a derabanan, these nashim, these avadim, maybe even these ketanim, if it weren't for the fact that they were saying, go ahead, Rami, again, because you made the point.
That we, the nashim, avadim, and ketanim, have done it ourselves.
Right, so it's not even like we're relying on what they're saying so much as we trust the fact that They did it, right? It's not their words, it's really their actions. No, it's true, they have to tell us that they did it, but it seems believable to us that they did it. Okay, so let's now circle back. Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananel, let's at least get this in for today, establishing, where we are. So again, if we're reading the Gemara correctly, we should have established at least the following general points. Hakol chaverim heim etzel b'dikas chametz, one. Two, that should then generate by Yudalad Cheskaso Bado, right? Nonetheless, it would seem Efshar Levarer Tzarech Levarer, right? It would seem that way. Because that's the Gemara never really turned its back on that idea. And in the context of all of that, Hakol Chaver Meitzel B'dikas Chametz, one. Two, we're only dealing with the potential dirabanan risk. Three, efshar levarer tzarech levarer. Within this context, nashim, avadim, and ketanim, who are capable of performing a certain task, should be credible to say that they have performed that task. Okay, hardly the most expansive statement about the credibility of Nashim, Avadim, and Iktanim in general. Right? We're operating within the context of a chazaka that had probably happened, in general. This is a local situation where it didn't happen, but it's an area of halacha where people enjoy an enormous amount of reliability. Hakol chavirim heimetz al b'dikas chametz. And again, it seems, based on the Gemara, that the main impetus isn't just that it's only a din derabanan at stake, but that they're saying not, something that, is outside of their purview, but they're saying that they did something, which is a very different kind of a credibility. Presumably a lower level of credibility. We don't need them to tell us, something about a third party. Maybe they couldn't tell us something about a third party. Okay, so let's take a look at the Rashis. Noam Barinholtz.
Yeah, what exactly does it mean that we have a chazaka that, they didn't check the house?
This guy, it's a really good question, but that this guy, basically was uniquely derelict. Normally we have a principle, kol chavirim heimetz l'bdikas chametz, that would have established a chazaka by Yom Yadalad. But we know that this guy was out on, Shawnee Mountain over there, enjoying, the bunny slope. Okay, let's take a look at the Rashis. Shimmy Greengar, go ahead.
Arba Asar. Shachris mi meskinan le lahai maskir divada ibadko amash kimitzvo chachamim ilo. Lamai nafka mina li yishale lahai imbadku im lab. Kigon delite lahai maskir le mishale umibae.
Misafek mai, right? So it's interesting. So the Gemara is saying that, if he's not around and we haven't yet established the principle of cheskas obadok, We have to relate to this as a kind of a suffik, even though it's a mitzvah chachamim. He really should have done it, but there's some suffik that persists. Are we going to be matriach? The socher, either at this point in the Gemara, mitam bal yiram bal yimatze, either mitam chashash achila, to do the bdika. So we say, hakol ne'amanim al bir chametz. Any interesting words in that Rashi? Yeah, Shemi, go ahead. That's an interesting word, right? That they'd be testifying about somebody else, I agree. But what's an even more interesting word, Rami? Yeah, I agree, I think so. Right? The Gemara said ne'amanim. So Rashi is like upping the ante a little bit, I think, right? He says that this is a matter of edus. Okay. Shimmy, go ahead.
My time on ne'amanim, how long b'nei asud asahude ninu, lav misham de belav amira didu.
Michaz Kinan lay.
Oh.
Okay, that even if we, you know, should establish him as somebody who has no credibility in other areas, he should have credibility in this area. So again, Rashi doubles down on his Eidos interpretation, Allah b'nei asu deinu, right? But we don't really need them to give Eidos, and they can't give Eidos. But the good news is that we have B'toras Vadai, not even B'toras Safek, Lo Avar Zal de Rechacham. And even if he's the biggest Amaretz in the world, right? Nonetheless, we're going to be willing to accept him in this area because everybody is basically credible when it comes to bedikas chametz. The kasavar haitana kol chaver meitzol bedika ve'afilu amharetz. Even if in other areas he's a total amharetz. Right. Okay. So afilu amharetz. If darishu mochzak chaver mechazkinan lei shalo avar zmanu ad shaso. Again, we have a very fascinating and subtle halachic universe where somebody could have very little credibility in one area and total credibility in another area. And I use the word total credibility, bedavka. Why? Because Rashi has said that it would be not mitoras safik, but mitoras vadai. That's a really interesting idea. So he's an Am Aretz leaning XYZ, but leaning bikas chametz, he's considered a chaver, and it establishes vadaos, certitude, with respect to the fact that bedikas chametz was actually done, and therefore the fact that these are psulei edos doesn't bother us because we don't really need them. Okay, detanya chaver, parallel, you know, area, an analog. Hanemna la maestros v'meis yuniach migur v'lei peiros afilei b'nei yoman. Even if right, so again, you know, part of the point I'm trying to drill home here is these diukim in Rashi. Rashi once again says that when it comes to the chaver shemes v'niach meguram le'aperos, that too is considered yedia b'toras vadai. Okay, but once you're dealing with Torah's Vadai, then the question that we have to ask is, how could there ever then be the din of Ben Sion, where we started? If it's really beautiful Ben Sion, well done. After Levar, Tzarech Levar only makes sense if there's a suffix. The way the Rashi is reading the Gemara, it's a little hard to understand why initially we would have had you know, the presumption of Efshe Levarer, Tzarech Levarer. Okay. So, Mimai, go ahead, Shimi.
Mimai, Dehada Ketani, Namanin, taima mishum de hakol chave erim heim etzal b'dika dilma ein amei haaretz chave erim alkach v'taima mishum de ka'amri hani ano ra'inu shabadu.
Shebidako, right? I saw that he actually checked it. So the Gemara says, no way, that's not what the text says. It doesn't say, kol abatim b'chezkas v'dukim mibahile v'misni. The mitle, right? We wouldn't have to make a tliya. We wouldn't have to make the tliya on their amira. If it was really about the chazaka, but that's not what it says. It says hakol ne'amanim. Umakshina lemidatala be'amira. If it really made it about their credibility. Ha, lo amri, lo. Had they not said it, we would have no halachic knowledge. So we're really depending on them. Im kain. Umishani, umishani, and we answer. We don't really know based on the Gemara because we can make an okimta. Kigon de mochzak lan. In other words, mochzak lanu. We have certitude. Bahai de lo bada kigon. Oh. So the way that Rashi is setting up the Gemara is that we can't prove anything dispositively. Because we could just as easily make it an okimta where this guy didn't necessarily violate the mitzvahs chachamim, right? He left early. He left before Orli Arbasar, or he was tarud, or he was very busy. And so without taking any position on the general matter, right, we could simply say that we have very specific, local, particular knowledge that this individual did not engage in bedikas chametz. And now they come along, the amrihani, anachnu... Badkinhu. Again, they're not testifying about some third party, but they're telling us what they did. So in such a situation, given the fact that it's only Dinder Abanan, Bivit, I'll be Alma, go ahead, Shimi.
Wait, am I at the wrong?
No, you did it perfectly. Dinder Abanan, since we're only dealing with a Dinder Abanan at this point, okay, now which word is Rashi not using to describe what they're communicating? Rashi changes, and it's very important. Eitan?
Eidos?
Exactly. So he moves away from Eidos, and he refers to it as, using the language of the Gemara, merely... Ilan? Right, well, right, Hamnu Rabbana, but in terms of how they are verbalizing it, he doesn't call it Lahayit, he just says it as their... Right, there was Somech on their leave?
Is it their Chavirim?
They're not. Shimi?
Amira.
Yeah, exactly. V'heimitiru lismoch ba'amirasan shel elu. So what's the difference? Why is Rashi all of a sudden now utilizing the language of the Gemara? The Amirasan shel Elu? Noam? Because
I think maybe because like the stakes are lower after they said Kol Abatim Chezkas V'Dukim.
But again, you know, this is... maybe, but wait, Rashi B'Dafka, in the way that he interprets the Gemara, is that maybe we don't have any clear evidence on that point. Mishani mihalak alamedak lemifshit midi... Maybe Rashi is not entirely convinced about this cheskas baduk hakol chaver mein etzel b'dika. We just don't know about that point. But what allows us to make the transition between the world of Eidos and the world of Inamira? What happened in the Gemara, Rami?
After we established it as Drabamon.
Right, I mean that's what allows us to rely on it. But There's another point that has to be made here. Rami, you made the point before. Hemnu rabbanan b'chiyuba de leisal midrabbanan de hemitrichu emitir lismoch b'amirasam shalelu v'koch v'yadam lahaminam b'midi de lavdo raisa. What do they say exactly? It's very important.
Oh, that we ourselves said the b'dika.
Yeah. V'amri hani, that's what Rashi says. Amri, Amira, Amri hani, anachnu badkinu. Previously, when Rashi talked about them giving edus, what was the case? Leaf?
Is it suffix?
Right. Lehair b'arbasar shebadku b'ilav. They were talking about somebody else. My time and emanim halav b'nei asudeninhu. Okay. So there's very important things to be said about this. Let's just try to get Rabbeinu Chanan on quickly, and then I want to give Levi the last word. Then I want to give you guys some time to prepare the Yerushalmi for tomorrow. Okay. Oh, so Ilan Agus, go ahead. Just say v'Allah ba'ina namaskir ba'is chaveiro b'yudalad v'halach chazkaso badokolo pashtina la. Why is that significant?
It's them themselves saying it. We switched from the Bailov to them.
Right, and that's in the Gemara itself. But Rashi, our language in the Gemara is Vekamri Hani Badkine. How does Rabbeinu Chananel have it?
That it was Czech.
Yeah. Okay. Ne'emanim.
Ne'emanim. Kevan de b'dika schamitz midrabanan hi. De'im midereisa bebito be'amasagila. Hemninu rabanan lahani nashi v'abadi muktani bebilsa de'im midrabanan v'nidches.
So what does Rabbeinu Chananel mean when he says v'nidches? What's nidches?
We don't have a
deoraisa
at stake anymore.
Well, that's clear, but he's talking about cheskas obadok, right? That's the subject of the Gemara. So the Gemara said, "Well, wait a second. If we're really relying on amira dahani, that means that in cheskas obadok." And so what Rabbeinu Chananel seems to be saying at the end is that idea is rejected. That idea is rejected. So that idea being rejected, it could mean one of two things. It could either mean cheskaso baduk, right? That actually we do walk away from this Gemara with clarity. Or the other possibility, seemed this way from Rashi also, that maybe we're just not sure. In other words, the Gemara was saying, it seems pretty clear that we're relying on the Amira Dahani. If we're relying on the Amira Dahani, that means there's no Cheskas Baduk. And the Gemara says, not so fast. Not so fast. It's only a Dindarabanan. So Amnu Rabbanan Bidarabanan. Which leaves us with a really interesting and important question. Does that mean that we walk away from this Gemara with Chezkas Obaduk? Or does that mean we walk away from this Gemara without any clear indication? Rashi's language was, Mishani mihaleka lemeidak lemifshit midi. We can't prove anything. Dikaluk malahak igon demoksaklan ba'ai delo badak. Now, obviously, what I'm driving at is whether there's still going to be a din of Efshar Levarer, Tzarech Levarer, as a general matter. If you could say that Chezkas Obaduk, right, gives you really B'toras Vada, it's hard to imagine why you'd have to ask any questions after that, right? So, when Rabbeinu Chananel simply says V'nidches, so we've, you know, rejected this, we've repudiated it, right, this idea that we could prove from our Gemara that there is no Chazaka, there is no Chezkas Baduk. I apologize for the double negative, but it's not my fault. It's the way it's set up in the Gemara. We can't prove the absence of Chezkas Baduk based on Amira Dahani because it could just be a situation where we happen to know that this guy didn't do it. But that doesn't prove the opposite. That doesn't affirm the idea that there is Chezkas Baduk. That's the way that it would sound from Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. However, I want to emphasize, there is a critical point of distinction between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. Because for Rashi, it seems like the ne'amanus that these women have is limited to their ability to say that they did something, or avadim b'ktanim, they did something themselves. Right? Rabbeinu Chananel didn't say that, Ilan. He says, debadik, that it was checked. Okay, so we have two fundamental questions that are at stake even when we're done with the Gemara. What is the outer boundary of their nemanos? Can it really extend beyond themselves? One, and two, where does it leave us in terms of Chezkas Obaduk or in Chezkas Obaduk? That question may not have been fully resolved by the Gemara. And again, as the Gemara says, the nafkamina, well, the nafkamina will be Efshar Levarer, Tzarech Levarer. Okay, let's hold it up there for now. I want to